And welcome to Flint Hills Fiber Fanatic, a multi-craft jewel podcast based in the Flint Hills of Kansas. I'm Bree, and I am your hostess. You may be asking, where are the Flint Hills in Kansas? I didn't know there were hills in Kansas. We are in the eastern part of Kansas. I am currently about an hour and a half northeast of Wichita and about an hour southwest of Topeka. We are about 2 hours from Kansas City in a little town called Cottonwood Falls in Chase County, Kansas. The Flint Hills are a beautiful area of rolling hills filled with tall grass prairie, which is used to graze cattle. We have a lot of ranchers in this area, but also a lot of wonderful hiking and outdoors activities. My husband and I came to the Flint Hills about a year ago. We moved from Southern California in Orange County, where we were inundated with people and things to do all the time. It was a little much, and we came to visit my parents here in the Flint Hills, who moved here about 4 years ago, and absolutely fell in love with the town and the area. So we decided to uproot ourselves and move to the middle of nowhere. We absolutely love it here. Cottonwood Falls is a town of about 800 in a county of about 2,200. It's a huge change for us, seeing that we came from an area with an overabundance of people. My husband and I both had graduating classes of well over 600, and that's quite a change from where we are now. My background is in real estate and in nonprofit management. When we moved here, obviously, there's not a whole lot of real estate or nonprofit management in the county. And so I decided to change a little bit, and I've gone to work for the high school as a paraeducator. What a paraeducator does is they are a one-on-one educator for children with special needs. We don't have a lot of real high need here in the county currently, but we do have a lot of need for one-on-one education for students that maybe need just a little extra help or redirection in the classroom. And that's what I do, and I absolutely love it. For crafting, I have been crafting basically my whole life. I started sewing when I was about 7 years old. My mom is an amazing seamstress. My grandmother was also an amazing seamstress and home ec teacher for a while before she became a librarian for the Texas State School System. She was the head librarian for the University of Texas at Tyler for years, and so she passed on her love of reading and her love of sewing on to me. In high school, I learned to knit for a production of Antigone that I was in when I played Eurydice. And I sat on stage and knit, basically like Madame Defarge, for the people who were about to die in the play. My father actually taught me how to knit, and I have been obsessed with it ever since. It's been about 16 years that I've been knitting, and I started crocheting not too long after that. When I was in college, I had a wonderful roommate named Candace who really got me into crochet. And that kind of cemented my love affair with fibers. And of course, from there, you have your fiber friends who are all enablers, every last one of them. And I learned to spin shortly thereafter. I do have an Ashford Kiwi, which I love, and I love to spin. I also recently, within the last couple years, got a loom and am still learning to weave. I'm not stellar at it, but I'm also not horrible, so I'm sure I will improve on that. What I'm working on. Currently, I am knitting a pair of socks called Mava by Stephanie Bold from Knitty Winter 2011. They are spectacular. They are highly addictive because of the cable pattern, and I absolutely love them. I am knitting them out of one of the, I'm not sure which color it is, but it's one of the Blue Moon Fiber Arts socks that rock in one of the Raven colorways. When those first came out, I bought every single colorway there was and balled them all up and promptly lost all the ball bands. So I'm not sure. It's got some red in it. It's really spectacular, and I absolutely love it. I am also working on the January, let's see, what is it called? The January Erin Sweater by Elizabeth Zimmerman from Knitter's Almanac. I love it. It is wonderful. I am almost done. I've been working on it since January, you know, as you do. And I am almost done with the sleeves, and then I have to steek my sweater, which scares me a little bit. I've never steeked a sweater. Steeking, for those of you who don't know, means cutting into your sweater. You use something, either sewing or crochet, to stabilize the fiber first, and then you cut into it and sew in your sleeves or your button band or whatever you were doing to steek. But it does make it a lot easier to do cabled knits. It freaks me out a little bit, but I'm going to do it. What's the worst that can happen? I did that out of Lion Brand fisherman wool in the oatmeal colorway, and I am loving that. The other thing I am currently working on is, or the other sweater, I should say, is Armand by Andy Satterland. And I'm doing that in a Cascade 220 in Caribbean, which is a spectacular kind of turquoise, blue, green, bright, wonderful color. This sweater is a grandpa style sweater with a kind of a modified shawl collar. It is awesome. The coolest part of this sweater, I think, other than the collar, would be the little patch pockets that are in it, which are actually knit into the sweater. I've never done that before, and they are turning out great. I just have one sleeve left to do on this. Are you seeing a pattern? I stall out on sleeves, apparently. And if this sweater were not knit the way it was, I would have done the sleeves first, but the sleeves are actually set-in sleeves, which are knitted into the sweater with short rows. I'm very excited about that. I have two more things. The last thing I'm knitting is a set of 1940s mittens. Over the summer, I bought a knitting and crochet from the 1940s, and it is adorable. I knit a really cute hat from it earlier this year, and so I'm knitting a pair of mittens to go with that hat. They are a purple lace weight merino wool, which I have quadruple stranded to make it closer in between a sport and an Erin weight, closer to an Erin weight though, and they are a moss stitch mitten. I have never felt the need for mittens so bad since I have moved here, but my hands are constantly cold. And gloves just make me feel like I have popsicles for fingers. So I'm hoping that mittens will solve that problem. The last thing I am working on currently is I have a cowl on the loom. And I had joined Boogie's Weave of the Month, Weaving, whatever, monthly club, bi-monthly club from... Oh, what is the name of her website? Starts with an S. Spunky Eclectic. From Spunky Eclectic. And this is one that I got, I don't know, probably last December, because that's how I work. It may have been February of this year, but I don't get my weaving done real quick. Not nearly as quickly as I should. But that's all that I have going on right now. I know, seems like a lot. 5 projects. I probably could pare that down a little bit. My husband would be a lot happier. Well, anyway, on to recently finished. I did make a version of the Lady Skater dress by Kitschy Koo. And I will link to this on the podcast show notes. And it fit horribly. I probably could have worn it, but it didn't fit the way I wanted to. Apparently, this dress is made for giants because I am not that short. I'm 5'4", almost 5'5", and I am going to have to take the shoulders up 2 inches and bring the waistline up an inch. Maybe I just have a really high waist, I'm not sure. But I'm also going to have to take it in another size. I had made it a size smaller than what I thought I would need because I had read that it ran a little big. And in fact, I'm going to have to take it down 2 sizes from what I thought I was going to need. So that was a muslin, and I will redo that. I want to make a long sleeve version. I think it'd be great to be able to wear to school over tights or leggings and with boots or flats. Just something real comfy to move around all day in. I did just finish for my husband for his work 2 Mickey Mouse and 2 Minnie Mouse hats. These are a hat that I love to make. The bottom is red. It's a folded up ribbed 2x2 ribbed band, and then which is red. I think I said that. And above that is the black, and then it's got Mickey Mouse ears. So for the girl version, it also has a Minnie Mouse bow. And he has some girls at work who have recently had babies, so we did some for them and their older siblings, so that nobody feels left out. I also darned socks for the first time. I have never worn my hand knit socks as much as I do here, but being cold all the time, hand knit socks really help. Sometimes I wear 2 pairs at a time. I'll be honest, it depends on how cold it is. But I had worn through a couple places in a couple pairs of my socks, and I didn't want to get rid of them. So I taught myself how to darn socks. I ordered a darning egg from Amazon, and that got here yesterday. And so while dinner was cooking, I darned my socks. I think it is a great solution, and I've decided to not even try and darn with things that match and just embrace the fact that they've been fixed. They're hand knit after all. The last thing that is recently finished is a hat that I made for a really cool solstice party. That's not easy for me to say, solstice party, that we went to on Saturday, where we had a Dirty Santa type gift exchange, you know, where all the gifts are in the middle and then someone picks one and it can be stolen by the next person. And for that gift exchange, the gifts all had to be either handmade or secondhand. And so, of course, I knit a hat, which ended up fitting my friend Scott, who has a really big head. In fact, he is so well known for his big head that our local brewery, Radius, has named a beer after him called Big Head Blonde, which he is. So it works out really well. But it was a great hat. I quadruple skate stand stranded. I can't talk today. I quadruple stranded some fingering weight yarn that was left over from sock projects, and I knit that all together and made just a basic hat. It had a started with a 2x2 rib for about an inch, and then I did it was let's see, that hat had 90 stitches in it, I think, or 100. I don't know. It was a big hat, and so it. An eighth of those stitches I did in reverse stockingette. So they kind of looked like, it was like a wedge sitting in the front. I love the way it looked, and I love that it ended up fitting Scott. So that worked really well. On to percolating projects. Percolating projects are the projects that I have in mind because I can never just be satisfied with having, 5 projects going on at the same time. So I've been looking for my next projects. I had spun up 3 different colorways of fiber from Spunky Eclectic. 2 of them had been Fiber Club fibers from, I guess it was about 5 years ago that I was in that fiber club. So I spun those up. They all have a really bright green in common, and I'm trying to figure out what I want to do. I have about 14 to 1500 yards of in almost a worsted, but not quite a worsted, just a little bit lighter than like a light worsted. So I'm looking at 2 different tin can knits. I would like a really tin can knits patterns. I would like a really basic pattern to kind of show this off. I'm also going to use the Spunky Eclectic pattern of striping in hand spun yarns so that they don't, so there's not a abrupt change between colors, and I will link to that in the show notes also. But the two sweater patterns I'm looking at are Harvest, which is a cardigan, which I think would be great because I could wear it to school, but I've been wearing pullover sweaters a lot, so I'm also looking at the flax, which is probably what I'll end up going with, only because I can really wear pullover sweaters a lot here. In California, I always knit cardigans because you needed to be able to take them off because it was never really warm enough for wool sweaters. But living in Kansas, it definitely gets cold enough. The other things I have that I'm thinking about are I had harvested some fisherman's wool in the dark brown colorway out of a sweater I knit 3 years ago, 2 years ago, something like that. And it was this really cool kind of a Mariah sweater from Knitty, but not quite. I changed up the cables a little bit, but I was about 45, 50 pounds heavier when I knit that, and so it was way too big. And so I need to knit something else. Again, I am fluctuating between a cardigan and a pullover. I'm leaning more the way of a cardigan with this one, but I'm looking at the Adas by Crelia Rose. I hope I am pronouncing that right. I'm probably not. Which is an open style cardigan with cables down the sleeves and fish trap cables down the back. So that would be a cool one. Again, for work, it would be great. One of the other ones I'm looking at is the Fireside Sweater by Amber Allison. And it's a highly cabled, kind of Celtic cable looking hooded cardigan with a buttons down the front and set in sleeves. Actually, no, it looks like drop shoulder sleeves. I really like that one. I really like that look with this particular yarn. I'm also looking at the Acer cardigan by Amy Christophers, which is not quite so cabled, and I may actually wait for a different yarn for this one because I think I'd rather have this cardigan in a bright color. The last one I'm looking at is the Artichoke French by Laura Nelkin, which is from the Rhinebeck sweater, which you guys may know was a really cool book about sweaters to knit for Rhinebeck, which is a big fiber festival in New York. This is a pullover, and it's got really long sleeves that have thumb holes, which I think is spectacular. It is raglan sleeved in a very exaggerated raglan with cables that follow the raglan lines and cables down the sleeves. This is one of the top contenders. I really like it. It's a little bit longer. I could wear it, and I may be able to knit it even a little bit longer and wear it with leggings to work. So those are two of my big ones. I had knit for my dad years ago. When they were still in California, so it was at least 5 years ago. I had knit the Cobblestone by Jared Flood. It was a really awesome sweater that has garter stitch at the top. It's a round yoke and it has garter stitch at the top, and then the bottom is just stockinette. And I knit it out of this really pretty kind of khaki, little bit darker than khaki colored wool it's a wool of the Andes from Knit Picks. And I'm actually kind of sad to say that when I unraveled the sweater, I don't know if they had moths in their basement or what, but the yarn did not hold up nearly as well as the Lion Brand Fisherman's Wool, which I have knit now. This will be the third time and have torn out and, or ripped out. I guess torn out sounds a lot worse. I had ripped out and re-knit, and I'm not real happy with the way that that turned out, but we'll see how it does when I re-knit it. Obviously, since I had made that skater dress muslin, I do want to make some of those for work. I'm thinking maybe out of a sweatshirt knit, or if I can find something out of a wool knit, which would be great. I had picked up this summer some fabric for pants and skirts, and one of them is a purple tweed, which is just spectacular, that I want to make some pants with, and I can't decide if I want a little bit wider leg pant or a cigarette style pant. I do tend to wear cigarette style pants more. I am kind of short, so wide leg pants don't always look the best on me. They make me look like I'm even shorter, which I don't need help with. And then the other fabric I'd picked up was this gray baby well corduroy, and I want to make a skirt with that. And I'm thinking probably a pencil style skirt, maybe with buttons down the front or with pockets and that kind of fun stuff. We'll see what I decide. And the last is my spinning percolation. I had received 6 years ago, probably, in a gift exchange with my knitting group in California, whom I miss dearly. I had received a bag of fiber from Blue Moon Fiber Arts in one of the Raven colorways, and it is it was when they first came out with fiber, to spinning fiber, and so it's a superwash and it's a socks that rock style, is what they have on there to spin. But I'll probably do a 2-ply for that one, just to get some more yardage out of it and maybe make a shawl or something. We'll see. I may do a lace weight. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I do want to start spinning that, which means that I need to take the rest of the fiber for my sweater off of my bobbins, because I'm horrible about that. I mean, come on, who's not? Let's see, stuff that has caught my eye. And of course, I didn't look this up either. Why would I do that? I love the idea of a knit octopus. And I really want one for my couch or my bed, or maybe my stepson's bed. I don't know. I want a big knit octopus. I don't have anything to knit a big octopus out of, but I want one. And I'll have to look through some of the patterns and see which one I want to do. But I just love this idea. I just think it would be really fun. The other thing I'm looking at is the Octopus Tentacle Scarf by Roxanne Yamashita. And it is this cool scarf that is shaped like a tentacle, so it's bigger at one end and tapers down on the other end. It's a $5 pattern from Etsy, and it's got suckers all over it. I think that this would be really fun out of, I think to do the tentacle itself out of a gradient yarn would be really fun. Maybe some bright colors and make him like a psychedelic octopus, and then do some really cool, I don't know what I would do for suckers on that. I'd have to figure it out. But we'll see what I decide to do with that. Again, things I never thought I would feel the need to knit, but scarves and shawls and cowls I wear more than anything. I have short hair, and so in the winter here, my neck gets really cold. And so I have decided that I just, you know, need to give up the ghost and start wearing things around my neck, because as my grandmother used to tell me, that I will get sick if I don't do that. The other thing that's been catching my eye lately is a Stitch in Time and a Stitch in Time 2. And those are by Susan Crawford and Jane Waller. And I love vintage stuff. I mean, our whole living room is all 1960s, and right now it's all 1960s Christmas, since it is Christmas Eve. And I just love the idea of kind of dressing to match my living room, which I know seems ridiculous, but I think it would be fun. Along that line, the other thing I'm looking at is Gertie Sews Vintage Casual by Gretchen Hirsch. And she had come out with another book, Gertie's new book for Better Sewing, which was more couture style. And I live in the country, and I don't have much use for couture stuff very often. I used to in California. I wore stuff like that all the time. But here, vintage casual makes much more sense. Stuff I can wear with ballet flats. We have primarily, I'm trying to remember what they call, chip and seal maybe? I don't know. It's almost gravel, but it's adhered down to the road. So I can't wear heels all the time. And in the snow, I have to wear snow boots to work because I walk to work. I live a block and a half from my high school, so I walk to work. But I do want stuff that I can wear around work also that's appropriate for kneeling on the floor or squatting next to a desk or, bending over and helping someone and is not going to impede that ability. Now we're on to warm me up, which is what I've been wearing. Not a whole lot of hand-sewn stuff, but that's mostly because it is freezing outside. Actually, it hasn't been that bad. It's been in the 40s, which is not bad. This week it's getting a little colder. Today I think the high is 30, maybe 35, which is not real warm. So the biggest things that have been warming me up have been my Sediment Scraps blanket, which is this huge, awesome blanket knit in garter stitch, so it's super squishy, and it was knit with a bunch of scraps because my husband gets on to me about my stash. So I knit a big giant blanket out of scraps that is held. They're held three ply or three at a time, three together. I don't know how you say that, but it's also knit on huge needles, so it's super dense and warm and amazing. The other thing is this big Steeler's blanket I made years ago, which is yarn held double. That's how you say it. Yarn held double. Worsted weight yarn held double. And it's in Steeler's colors because that's my husband's favorite football team. So that one's been on our bed and it's nice and heavy and warm and makes it a little hard to move in the bed, but I prefer that and to be warm when I wake up in the morning. I've been wearing lots and lots of socks, hand knit socks, which I know I had talked about because I'm having to darn them. And also, I am knitting other pairs of socks so that I have more to wear. The last thing I've been wearing that is handmade is I knit a version of Que Sera by Kristen Kapoor, and I knit that out of some hand spun that I made. It was two different colors of hand or of fiber that I plied together in a two ply yarn. I would not necessarily recommend a two ply yarn for a sweater, but this is a lace sweater, and so it actually works pretty well. I had knit this yarn into something else. I'm trying to think. It was a little cropped cardigan, I think. And again, when I was much heavier, and it just didn't fit well. It looked frumpy. And so I re-knit it, and I love it. I wear it all the time. I got these awesome little vintage glass buttons at a shop in Emporia, which is our closest somewhat bigger town. They have a Walmart. That makes them a big town, right? But at a little vintage shop there, and I absolutely love it. It's also the same shop that I'll probably be going to get the buttons for my cardigans from now on, because I just love it. That's all that's been keeping me warm, so we'll move on to Let Me Entertain You. Let Me Entertain You is what we've been watching. We are addicted to serialized TV. And so we watch a lot of it. We have Netflix and Hulu. We do not have cable. We got rid of cable about 4 years ago and have not looked back. We absolutely love it. We have a Roku and we love being able to mainline TV shows. We watch them addictively. We've just finished up the first season or first half of a season, maybe, of Manhattan, which is a WGN show, and it's about the Manhattan Project in New Mexico in the 1940s when they were trying to make the A-bomb. A very interesting show. The costumes are amazing. The acting is spectacular, and it's very true to that time. I kind of always look at my husband when we watch shows about the military, as he's former Marine, and he says it is very much like what living in one of those situations would be like. I highly recommend it. It is on Hulu Plus. I don't know where else you can get it, but it is definitely on Hulu Plus. And the other thing we have been watching as a couple has been American Horror Story Coven. We just finished that last night. It was all right. It was not nearly as good as the first two seasons of American Horror Story. I really look forward to watching Freak Show. I am kind of obsessed with that time period, the 1940s, 1950s, kind of in there. And I love freak shows. I was in a musical in high school called Sideshow, which is about Daisy and Violet Hilton, which were a set of Siamese twins who were in the sideshows here in the States and then made it big in vaudeville, though they were taken advantage of quite a bit. And that kind of led me into this obsession with freak shows of that era and kind of everything that goes along with them. So I'm really excited to watch that when it comes out And I hope that they really start to go in on what's going on with the, supposedly all the seasons are interconnected. And so I'm interested to see about that also. Last night we also watched Nick Offerman's American Ham, which is hilarious. I think that man is hilarious. He is, if you don't know who Nick Offerman is, he is the man who plays Ron Swanson on Parks and Rec, which is basically an embodiment of my husband. And we have decided that somebody must know him and wrote that character to embody Steve. But we love it. We love him, and he's very funny. It's a very sweet, funny comedy show, comedy special, which is on Netflix. And then I've been watching Salem mostly just since I've been off school the last week, and it's horrible. And it's a show about 1690s, I think, in Salem, Massachusetts, during the Salem witch trials. I know that's a lot of witch shows, but it's really not a very good show. It's good background noise, which is what I've been using it for with sewing and that type of thing, cleaning. But I don't know that I would necessarily recommend it. It's not my favorite. So that's what we've been watching. I will update you on that as new stuff comes along. What's happening with me? Well, this week is Christmas. Like I mentioned, today is Christmas Eve, 2014. And we have brought my grandma into town. And so she will be hanging out with us for Christmas. And then after Christmas, my aunt and uncle come up with their kids. And my other aunt and uncle come up. And so we'll have some family time this weekend. But as for Christmas Day, we're just doing stockings this year. We're not doing big gifts. We all live in kind of small houses here in Chase County. And so we've decided we don't need a lot of stuff. I think that's it for our Christmas plans, except that we have found a movie theater, an independent movie theater in Kansas City that is playing The Interview tomorrow night, Christmas Day night at 10:20. So we will be driving to Kansas City with one of our friends to go see The Interview. And I am so excited because I was so upset when I found out that they were canceling the release of it because of all this stuff with North Korea. I will report back on that, and I'm super excited. The last thing that I am trying to get going is a knitting and crafting group. I had a few spectacular knitting groups in Southern California, and I do really miss that. So I found some crafters here, knitters, spinners here in the county and in the surrounding areas. And so I'm hoping to get a group together this year so that I have some other people to craft with and my husband isn't the only one who has to put up with it. I think that's it for this first episode, and I hopefully will see you in a week. Thanks so much for joining me.